the Golf Podcast, presented by Golficity, where we bring you the tips, instruction, and support you need to get the most out of your golf game. And now your hosts, Frank and Mike.
What's up, guys? It's episode number 198 of the Golf Podcast. We've got some big news for you. You asked for it. We've got it done. We are now on Spotify. I know a lot of our listeners have been asking for that because it's one of the spots where you obviously listen to a lot of your music, podcasts, things like that. So we pulled some strings, got some things done, and the Golf Podcast is on there. You can follow us there. Just search Golficity, the Golf Podcast. You'll find us. And just like everywhere else, new episodes drop every Sunday. So that's awesome. Big shout out to you, Mike, for helping get that done. You shot me that email. I'm like, dude, I think we got it in. We can get on there.
Yes, exactly. I'm glad you got it done too, man. This is great. A lot of people have been asking for it. So, you know, prayers have been answered.
Yep, that's it. And then today we got a great topic. We're going to talk about how to fix your swing to stop hitting behind the ball. Another thing, like, I mean, you just constantly hear it, whether it be the Facebook group, emails, tweets, whatever. We just hear like how to stop hitting behind the ball. It's a big kind of search term. It's kind of funny. We saw like a lot of people come to Golficity, you know, looking for that specific term because it's just a common issue. You know, it's something that happens to a lot of people. So We're going to talk about a couple things you can do, a couple adjustments that you can kind of help eliminate that from your game because nobody wants to chunk it. You know, that's just the worst. But the other thing we had is cold here, very cold.
Yeah.
If you see any, some of the stuff we've been sharing on social media. You see Mike and I are kind of off the course right this moment. But that's not, doesn't mean we're not taking some cuts. Mike, I saw you were in the simulator last week. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, last time we talked, last Golficity Live we did a couple weeks ago, I mentioned to you that I haven't swung a golf club since the middle of October. I think at that time it was the very beginning of December. So here we were last Friday, a buddy of mine said, hey, let's go out and let's play around. Indoor, let's do it. I go, you know what? I have to. I've been meaning to take some cuts. It's been a while. I really want to get back into it. My head is so far out of playing golf right now.
Yep.
You know, I'm just going to hibernate and just talk golf with you for the winter. No, that's not the case. So went over there, played. Let me tell you something. Driving distance, I mean, unbelievable. I was hitting the ball as far as I have in a long time. These are the top-notch $75,000 simulators, you know, at the one over there that we go to. So these are the real deal. I trust it. I trust everything that was coming off of it, the swing speed, the ball speed. My power and strength was great. Here's an interesting one, Frank. I was coming up short on almost all of my approach shots. So here's what I'm thinking, and tell me if I'm wrong. Is my tempo getting better because I'm swinging softer and smoother? I might have to start clubbing up now. Once my tempo got corrected. That's what I thought was. What do you think?
Tempo could be a big part of it. Another thing we're going to talk about in a minute, balance. You know, you'd be surprised how much we talk about balance being such a key to your game. We did an entire episode on it. We've probably touched on it in 100 different episodes. But one of the biggest problems people have when they start swinging out of their shoes, so to speak, they lose balance. And when you lose balance, you actually end up, you're working against yourself. You end up losing distance. But I saw you on the Instagram story smacking a couple 275, 285.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Solid drives, man.
Really felt good off the tee. I didn't have that slice problem that I have had. So things have been getting better. I owe a lot of it to the strength training. I definitely do. I know it's all coming from that. I'm exploding through the ball. I'm more flexible. My rubber band, so to speak, is snapping through the ball much faster on my, my full swing plane as I bring my hips back and through. Yep. So I'm getting much more power thanks to fitness. We're going to hear a lot about that tomorrow though, right?
No doubt. And that's what we've been trying to bring you guys more because fitness has been, you know, a key role in our game. What we see with a lot of the pros on tour, Dustin Johnson, Justin Thomas, we saw, you know, his workout routine on Instagram. So it's been helping us. So we're trying to bring more of that to you guys. We've had a couple different interviews here on the show, of guys who are heavy into fitness. We're going to be bringing more people on, but we're going to try to bring a piece of that into the vlog as well. So throughout the course of the year, you saw us do a lot of on golf course, vlog episodes. But we're going to try to bring you some other stuff too during the off season. So Mike, tell us a little bit about the vlog. We're actually real time. We're shooting it tomorrow. By the time this episode drops, the vlog episode might drop right about the same time. So tell us a little bit about it.
Sure. So we're going to be heading over to Ben Shear's Golf Fitness. Basically, Ben, I mean, for those of you who don't know, he's a performance coach to PGA Tour pros, fitness advisor on Golf Digest magazine. He's a contributor there. And he even hosts his own show on Sirius XM PGA Tour Radio called The Golfer's Edge. I mean, what this guy does is great. He does these customized golf-specific workouts for competitive amateur golfers. He does it online. He does it there at his studio. He works with golf biomechanics and just basically anything overall golf performance. Proven leader. I mean, proof is in the pudding. He coached Luke Donald the time he made it to the top, number one in the world. He worked with Webb Simpson and other major players like that and other athletes, not just golfers. So, you know, I'm excited to meet him and go through the full platform. It's going to be a busy day, man. Busy day.
Fun day, though. A little bit of a trip. What is it? I'm going to pick you up, and then it's about like 40 minutes.
We got 40 minutes.
Where you are, right?
We're heading down South Jersey. We're going to do the training. I think we're going to get hooked up, hopefully, some of the biomechanics, you know, some of the things he has there, and then grab a bite to eat and then get out of there. But it should be a full day.
That should make for a great vlog episode. We'll obviously also be posting some stories on Instagram and Snapchat. A little bit late for anybody listening to this, but don't forget, you know, make sure you follow us on those channels because we like to do as much behind the scenes stuff as we possibly can. Speaking of other channels, the other thing I wanted to highlight here before we jump into today's topic, the new segment we've been doing has just been taking off, Golficity Live on our Facebook channel. We do repost them on our YouTube channel as well, but it's more about that live in the moment thing because what I love about it and this new segment we've been doing, we're trying to get it out there once a week, depending on how busy our schedules are. We're trying to get out there once a week, but we're going live on the Facebook, on the Facebook page, the Golficity Facebook page. And what I like about it, it's kind of like the podcast, but we're able to be a lot more interactive. So we're able to interact directly with your comments. You can interact with the show as it goes live. It's still great, you know, if you want to catch up and watch it, you know, after the fact. But if you want to throw your two cents in there, we do a lot of polls, a lot of like live polls and opinion things. We got a new fun little segment we're calling Mike's Mailbag.
Because, what's in the box?
What's in the box? Because every day it's like just the stuff that arrives, these little treasures, you know, that arrive at Mike's doorstep. And it's great. So we had some lampkin grips, some new stuff. There's some stuff that we get like ahead of, you know, pre-release, so we can get a sneak peek at. So really great stuff. So definitely check that out. And we're going to do some more giveaways over there and things like that. Other big news that we have coming, like I said, we're on Spotify. Another thing, I got to just tease it a little bit. Can't give you guys all the info yet, but we are going to be adding another podcast to the Golficity platform.
That's right.
We've got a new host that we're working out the final details with. I can't tell you who he or she is yet, but I can tell you, they're big on Instagram, big in the golf world. Very well connected to some of the biggest names that you see in golf social media today. So you're going to hear some great interviews. You're going to hear a new take. It's a lot different than what we do here. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to bring as many voices as we can to you guys. So you can hear as many different perspectives as possible. And we're trying to bring them all under the Golficity umbrella. Because the other big thing that we're putting together, as you know, we've been working hard on the new app for you guys. A lot of testing, a lot of back and forth work with the development team. I've got two cell phones right now. Yeah. You know, I've got I got Android and iOS to be testing to make sure it looks great on both. So we're working out as many details and kinks as we can to get the best possible app we can for you guys. And it's going to be all the Golficity, you know, content in one spot, you know, videos, podcasts, the articles. We're going to put it all in the app. And it's just going to be a great way to interact with that. It's going to be free and we're going to put that out there soon. So stay tuned for that. We'll let you guys know when that release drops, you'll be the first ones to hear it. And that I'm looking forward to.
Yeah. Can't wait, man.
All right. So, one other quick thing I want to mention before we're going to do a word from our sponsor and then we're going to jump into the instructional piece. I just want to mention that I want to thank everybody who so far has jumped in there and contributed for our Golficity Gives Back. If you didn't get to hear about it last week, I won't get into too much detail. You can definitely check out last week's episode. I dove into it in a lot more detail, but Mike and I are going to be using this year end, that giving season, so to speak, to work with some of our favorite charities and just give back whatever we can. So this year we're working with Charity Water. If you haven't had a chance to check them out, just check them out. They are awesome. I mean, accountable, the whole nine yards, and they're doing some really excellent work for people who don't have access to fresh, clean water. And the good part about this too is, we're going to be kicking in, we're going to be doing a dollar for dollar match to the first $500 donated. And this is up until December 31st. So we just, it's not nothing huge. Like I said, if you can just kick in $5, $10, $15, whatever it is, it's going to be doubled. We're going to double it. And we're looking to just, to do what we can there and just donate what we can. So definitely check that out. All right, Mike, let's do a word from our sponsor and let's roll into tonight's topic.
This episode of the Golf Podcast is being brought to you by RX Bar. All right, Frank, you know, I'm a huge preacher of this macronutrient lifestyle, right? So a few months ago, while making the turn at Baltusrol, I grabbed an RX Bar at the halfway house. And let me tell you something, I've been hooked ever since. I mean, if you haven't tried them yet, RX Bars, they're protein bars, but they're made with just a few simple, clean ingredients. That's why I love it. You know, and these ingredients, they all serve a purpose. Egg whites for protein. There's a food I eat daily. I always talk about it. Dates to bind it and nuts for the texture. I mean, all of the core ingredients, they're listed right there on the label in the front of the package.
Yeah, Mike, I've played enough rounds with you to know you're obsessed with these. This guy doesn't have his tin of egg whites. He's got a couple of RX bars. And you know, I've been liking them too. I eat them for breakfast on the go. I like to keep them in the car for those like really crazy mornings when I just need some nutrition. I haven't had a chance to stop and eat a whole breakfast. But they're also great for a snack in the office. I even threw a few in my golf bags. I just have them on deck in case I get something, you know, that hunger and I need something to keep me going. I even took a couple of them on a hike I took with my family a couple of weeks ago, and it was just a big hit. And there's now 11 different delicious flavor varieties, and all of them are gluten-free, soy-free, dairy-free, and they're free of any added sugar, artificial flavors, preservatives, fillers. Like Mike said, it's just simple, clean food. So whether you like sweet or savory, chocolate or fruit bars, there's an RX bar for you. And Mike, I don't know about you, but I'm digging that chocolate peanut butter right now.
Yeah, man. You really can't go wrong with any of them. So check them out. 25% off your first order. Visit rxbar.com/golf. Enter the promo code golf at checkout. That's rxbar.com/golf. Promo code golf for 25% off your order.
Okay, so today we're talking about that frustrating moment when you hit behind the ball, you know, hitting the big ball before the little ball, right? Hitting the earth before your golf ball. And look, you hit a shot fat. It's not a good feeling, especially right now when it's cold. Your hands are ringing after you do that. But you know what happens. Look, the second you know, you're not moving the earth, so to speak. So the second you make contact with the ground, you just lose your swing speed. If you do end up still making contact with the ball, it goes nowhere. And it can be a really frustrating thing. And we all know it. Like, let's all own up to it. We've all done it. You know, it's pretty much everybody's had that bad moment. I don't care how good you are, where you just kind of don't make that solid connection that you want to do. And it's a hard, you know, it's a hard game. It happens. These things happen. But in this case, what happens is you know that feeling, you know, the club just kind of digs into the turf, or you get that mic when it's really wet out there and it just kind of like just starts digging in and just cuts right under the ball, and you end up with that divot that's like a foot long and it doesn't go anywhere. So it's a tough thing, but it is a problem again. Like other things that we've talked about here on the podcast, it's things that can be corrected. There are a few things that you can put into your routine, a few things that you can keep in your mind when you're faced with these, a few things that you can practice, that'll all lead to being a little bit better and having this happen a little bit less. And I think a large part of it comes with that conceptual piece, which is what we try to do here. Getting on the show, we're talking about it, we're decompressing it, we're talking about how to make it happen. And then there's the practice piece, because everything we talk about, if you're going to make it work, you got to go out there, you got to put the time in. You got to get out there. You got to, you know, put those swings in and you know, go from conceptualization to execution, you know?
Yeah.
So the very first part about this, and this is something that I'm glad it's a great segue, because you had brought it up early on about, you know, when we first kicked off the show talking about driving distance. But if you want to avoid fat shots. You really need to have great balance in your swing. We did an entire episode on balance once. It's another one of those things that we're going to revisit, which, by the way, just a quick sidetrack. I know a lot of you guys have been shooting me all types of ideas for new podcast episodes in the Facebook group, messaging me through Facebook, even emailing. And a lot of times some of the stuff that you guys bring up are stuff that we've covered, which in 198 episodes, it's not surprising. However, that doesn't mean don't keep suggesting them. What I try to do is if anybody suggests that, I try to like shoot you like a link to the when we did talk about it, but I still put it in my notes to readdress it, because I don't think you can ever cover everything in a half hour episode. There's always more to say, and there's always things that have changed. I had somebody message me this week about doing an episode on how to choose the right golf ball for your game, which we covered, but I looked at it. It was back in episode 80, which is almost 3 years ago now. All right.
Right.
So that's a lot has changed. A lot of things have changed with the golf ball. A lot of changes, things have changed with our personal preferences. So we're going to go back through that. So guys, keep those coming. And don't feel bad if I say we've covered that. I only mean that because I want you to be able to have some immediate content that you can go dive into, but we're going to go back to it for sure.
Do you think that we'll ever run out of golf topics? I mean, we're going on 4 years of doing this.
Do you think you and I could ever like not have something to talk about when it comes to golf? I can't.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I can't imagine it. I can't imagine it. You're right.
I know both of our wives would be shaking their heads like no, because every time we get together, like in an actual like non-business setting, they get annoyed with us because we're back to talking about golf.
If they sit at separate tables.
Yeah, exactly. So that's how you know that we're not going to run out of stuff to talk about.
Yeah, true enough.
But anyway, back to balance. Look, even if you stopped listening to this podcast right now, and all you took away from it was that you're going to work on your balance, you're already probably about 90% there of eliminating, hitting behind the ball. Because balance is usually the key thing. And if you can focus on balance and keep that center of gravity in the proper place during your swing, you're far, far more likely to achieve that solid strike. And that's what it comes down to. We talk about like with the driver even. You know, when you're going to have a much better strike when you're in balance. And usually that comes with a little bit of a better tempo. So to improve your balance, do the best to swing under control without trying to hit the ball too hard. There's a very common error that a lot of amateur players make where they overswing in an effort to generate more power. But that power, it's useless if you lose your balance. So I'd rather see people having a much more controlled swing and then making that better, solid, balanced contact than trying to swing hard and being off balance. And you're just not going to hit that sweet spot. You hit behind the ball, all bets are off. Because I don't care if your swing speed is 200 miles an hour. The second you hit the ground, you're shaving it down to about 50 miles an hour. So the ball is not going to go anywhere. So it's really important to do that. Really important. Go ahead, Mike.
You mentioned that when I was talking about the simulator. Back to balance.
That's exactly it. I think what you're feeling is definitely tempo. But I think when you are in that, I would call it like controlled state where everything is a little more controlled, you're staying more balanced. I mean, an easy exercise would be just stand upright and just like a baseball, take a baseball swing cut and take like a swing as hard as you can and like really drastic, like silly hard swing. And you'll just see like you come off balance. It's just what happens. So you got to find that situation where you're able to maintain balance. And this is where too, it translates into all what we constantly talk about that, the work you put in at the gym. We even saw, Justin Thomas doing this where one whole exercise was just him on his knees, just balancing
stability ball.
Mm-hmm. The big ones, right? So he's just doing that and he's just showing like a guy like that, he's working on his balance and working on that all those core muscles are what create that balance. So by being able to do that, you can start to ratchet that swing up faster and faster. But the second you're swinging where it's kind of getting out of control and off balance, you're kind of losing everything.
Yeah, for sure.
So that's a big one. Another one for a right-hand golfer, it's easy to hit a fat shot when the right side collapses. So for a lefty, it'd be the left side collapsing. And what that means is that the right shoulder moves down towards the ground and the upper body tilts towards the right. This problem, it's seen in the right side of your body. Actually, the issue itself is usually centered in your lower body. So in a correct golf swing, the lower body is supposed to rotate towards the target. But if the lower body slides, we always talk about this rotation versus sliding. If it slides rather than rotating, your right side will collapse, and that's where you're going to end up hitting that shot fat. And to fix this, you just want to learn to rotate properly with your lower body. Turn your hips towards the target in the downswing. Don't let those knees slide to the left. I'll link to this in the show notes, which you can get to by going to golfcity.com/episode198. Some of my favorite instructors to watch are the Me and My Golf guys on YouTube. I love their stuff because it's very easy to watch, concise, and it, you know, stuff like that. So the article that we shared on this, we put a video right there how they talk about how to stop that slide in the downswing. It lends itself much more to visual than us talking about it here. So I would encourage you guys to check that out. But always remember that it's that turn, rotation versus slide. When you start sliding, that's when that's, you know, right side for righties or left side for lefties collapses and you end up making contact with the ground. Another big one, and I'm just trying to like move through as many of these points as possible here, is just trusting the loft of your irons. And it's not always a physical mistake like poor balance or collapsing your right side that leads to hitting the ground before the ball. Sometimes it's just as simple as like a faulty thought process. And this is something that often happens, with newer golfers, who haven't quite understand and conceptualized the idea of how that loft really works. So if you're thinking about lifting your iron shots up in the air with almost this like scooping motion rather than trusting that loft of your club, that's where you're going to get in trouble. You remember, you don't need to help your iron shots up in the sky. They're going to accomplish that all on their own. All you really need to do is hit down aggressively and let the loft of the club, you know, send that ball skyward. So that's when we see, we've talked about this before, how to move your divot forward, right? That's what helps you showing and hitting down on the ball. You want to make contact with that ball and then the ground. You want to be moving actually down at the ball when you make contact. But I understand, like, it can be like, oh, I want the ball to get in the air so people can conceptualize trying to scoop it, like, and just like lift it up there. But that's just not how the club is designed to work. If you get a chance, just, you know, search this on YouTube or something, like search a slow motion, like a super slow motion impact, and you'll get a better feel for what's actually happening, the physics of what's happening. And we've talked about this a little bit on the show, but as you strike down on that ball, what happens is the ball itself will ride, and you can see this in super slow motion, will ride up the club face, up that loft, which creates that backspin. And the loft is, you know, it does two things. First of all, it creates the backspin, which simple physics will tell you, as that ball is spinning backwards through the air, it creates that lift, and that's what lifts the ball in the air. But the other thing is, as it rides up that club face, that also talks about launch angle. You've heard that before, you know, obviously. That's what launches it at a certain angle. So the combination of that launch angle and that backspin are what causes it to go, you know, up in the air. It is the opposite of a driver swing. Driver is the only one where you focus on hitting up on the ball a little bit to lift it in the air, because there we don't have much loft on the driver. And it just, it functions a little bit differently. But with your irons, you want to be able to, we talk about, some people say compressing the ball, compacting the ball, whatever it may be, you're going to hit down on it, let it ride up. But when you start that scooping motion, what you end up happening is you hit behind it, because that's more of like a dig, like a scoop, like, yeah, like a spoon, you know? Here you want to come down and hit it. So that'll give you an idea how that works. And the very last bit of it is just my perfect thing of what we're talking about here. Just take it easy with your driver. You know, every golfer loves that long drive down the middle of the fairway. It's one of the best feelings in the game, no doubt about it. But it's difficult to achieve, you know, blasting that long drive, perfect accuracy. It takes time. It takes work. But a big part of that reason, a big thing that a lot of people struggle with, is people swinging too hard in that effort to, you know, hit the ball further. And it's kind of this weird counterintuitive thing that happens. You want to hit it a little further, a little further. You try to swing a little harder, a little harder, a little harder. And what you're not realizing is, as you're doing that, you're A, coming off balance, but B, it's harder to control the club face, and you're missing that sweet spot more often. So if you want to hit that driver solidly on the sweet spot, you need to keep that swing under control. And that means remaining balanced and avoiding an excessively long backswing. And just try this. Just next time you're out there, just commit yourself to one thought, and that's just prioritize a clean strike over raw power. you will surprise yourself. Trust me, you will surprise yourself. That's when you say those things like the cliches, like, I feel like I'm swinging so slow, but the ball is traveling so much further. Well, the reason it feels slower is because it's a lot more controlled. When a swing feels fast, it's usually because it's slightly out of control. And when you're controlled, you're able to make that clean strike. And trust me, if you make a clean strike, you're allowing all that great technology, that $500 driver that you purchased, you know, and these new brand new golf balls that have so much technology packed into them, you're allowing them to do their job by hitting where they're intended to be hit.
Right.
When you hit in other areas of the club face, there you're working in where manufacturers try to put forgiveness in and things like that, but you are not maximizing your distance. If you want to maximize your distance, you need a nice, clean strike. But when you try to hit that ball too hard, you're very likely to dip down, you catch the turf, you lose your footing. It's just a lot of different things can go wrong. So if you could do that, just take it easy, stay under control, and just focus on that contact, that impact, sweet spot, clean strike, whatever you want to call it in your mind, you're going to see improvement there. And I think that that's a big point to be, to just kind of take away from this.
Yeah. And what's great and funny at the same time is the photo of the gentleman at the very top of this article is our dear friend, Greg Angelillo, who we've had on the show.
Yep.
And he's the Baltus Roll member who brings me, I get treated, you know, at least once a year, and playing with him is a treat because he's that good. And I remember that hole. I remember the shot he put in that. And he told me that day, after I crushed the drive, I mean, I wanted to impress him when I played with him. So I tried to play like tempo. I tried to keep everything under control, and I softened up to everything and I crushed it, Frank.
Yeah.
You know, and I didn't swing out of my shoes. And he looks over to me, scratch golfer. He looks over to me and he says, the lighter you swing, the further it will go. Remember that. And I just like, I take those little bits and I hear you talking about it.
Yeah.
It's so true. I couldn't agree more.
I got to look at what episode number that was, but that was still one of my favorite interviews to date, was with Greg, because tons of insight. He's club champ, right, at Baltus Roll?
He's club champ. He lost it this year by one stroke. He three putted 18.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, and he lost by one stroke.
Seriously, though, this guy, I mean, Greg knows his stuff. Also, I loved his story on that interview we did with him, where I think he's the only golfer, at least in New Jersey, I don't know if anywhere, but to have a hole in one on a par four in competition play.
Right. Yep.
Yeah. Come on.
It's great.
When we did that interview, I remember we did it over Skype in his like trophy room behind him. I mean, just like,
yeah,
I was dripping with jealousy. Like
it's amazing. Yeah. Anytime I go to any other club and I drop his name to like the head pro or in the pro shop, they all know who he is. Yeah. I mean, he's not a pro on the tour. He's just like one of the best guys in the state. So he's, you know, so, but
he played
that
for a shot in the US Open, right?
He did. He played in the, I guess the
qualifier.
Qualifier, didn't make it through, but yeah, I think he
that
saw
just tells you how good these guys are.
I think he said he saw, I forget who it was, Tommy Gainey. No, I forget who it was, but there was one of the guys who's been on tour that was actually there that day playing in the field with him. So he was amongst that caliber of people.
Yeah.
And you know, he didn't have his stuff.
Well, and there you go. There's one more person who's telling you that. Just swing slow, swing, and it really, swing slow often just translate to swing controlled. As you put those reps in, so to speak, and as you're able to keep that control through your fitness routines, through your practice, through those things, as you're able to keep that control and gearing up your swing speed, fine. But the second you feel like it's just not worth it, you're working against yourself. You know, you're swimming against the current when you start to get where you're swinging harder than you're able to control. Swing only as hard as you're able to control. I guess that's what I'm trying to say here. So anyway. That's everything we have. You can check out this in more detail in the article that we posted on Golficity. I'll link to that in the show notes, which you can get to by going to golficity.com/episode198. Just to recap, like I said, we're on Spotify now. Follow us there. Check it out. As well as don't forget to miss these new Golficity live segments. We are trying to bring them to you every week. We try to do them on every Tuesday before we record the podcast. Depending on our busy schedule, we're going to be committing to shooting a lot more vlogs in the next coming months. And 2018 is going to be a big year for Golficity. So we're trying to do what we can for you guys, but check them out. Really great, really interactive. And that's everything we have. Also, Golficity gives back another week or two before we wrap it up, just towards the end of the year, just trying to give back what we can. So definitely check that out. All right. Thank you for everyone who contacted us with show tips and suggestions for 2018 in the Facebook group. Appreciate that. We've made note of them. We've got a lot of topics that we're going to go over. And that's everything. You can always hit us up there. All right. We'll see everybody again next week.